Talk Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Breaking news, President Biden has had a prostate exam, and it was good. Kinsey, host of the, what do you call your podcast again? Tin Can Radio, that's it. And actually, he's got it on Mojo 5.0 now on Sundays, I believe. Congratulations, Kins. I actually recommended you for that to Ron. I was talking to him, and I said, you know what? You guys are looking for content. You should put Kinsey's show on because he does a really good job. He's a really good editor of sound. And so there you go, Kins. You know that I got your back, even though I might not be saying good things to your face. During the news break, I got an alert for news on my phone, okay? Now, this is indicative of Canada right here. And look, these alerts, they it'll give you a list of news stories from different sources. But listen to this. BC floods could impact supply chains at Alberta grocery stores. Now, I got a message from somebody that listens to the show, a friend of mine, Dan down in Calgary, the Hungry Trucker on Twitter. And people are saying that this whole thing with Vancouver being cut off from the rest of Canada was a military attack. Well, at a time when supply chain issues are happening, and then this happens and further supply chain issues come up, maybe I need to take a second look at that. Maybe. Thing is, you know, not everything is a bit broad conspiratorial plan. Not that they don't exist, but with this happening at the same time as other supply chain shortages are happening, yeah, it's a little coincidental. Now, at the same time as they're telling you that there's a possibility that there will not be enough food on store shelves for the existing population, next story down, Canada open to ramping up record immigration, new minister says. Yeah, so at the same time as they're telling you there's not going to be enough food on the shelves, we're going to bring in more people. What a good idea. Isn't that a great idea, everybody? Sounds like Canada to me. It's what it sounds like. Let's get on with our Rock Friday here. Dick Dale was a very good guy. He was known as the king of beach rock guitar. And I really like that old clean guitar sound that these guys, you know, if you've got your distortion cranked up, I'm not a guitar player, but I've worked with a lot of them. It's easy to fudge the lines on a solo or different things, but I'll tell you what, when you're playing clean and you can solo the way that these guys did, well, you could blow away most guitar players, and Dick Dale was a good example of that. And we're going to play Nitro by Dick Dale off the album Tribal Thunder. It's Fun in the Sun Rock Friday because outside the window there's snow everywhere. Enjoy. I think we're just going to do some guitar stuff here, actually. We've got quite a bit of it, and Leprechaun, the host of Rock'em Sock'em Saturdays here on American Rock Radio at 12 o'clock Central every single Saturday, said, you know, this sounds a lot like The Ventures. And I said, well, we got them, too. Walk, don't run around the pool. You could fall, end up like Joe Biden. Now, of course, you've got to throw in some Duane Eddy in the mix if you're going to be doing this. And, man, we've got a lot of music to get to here. But this is fun stuff. I really like it. I couldn't listen to it every day, all day. But once in a while, it is really super cool to listen to this stuff. And let me tell you something else about this music. On average, these songs are 2 to 2.5 minutes long. So when you're planning a show, normally, you have to put together, I can usually get about 15 in an hour. But when you're doing ones like this, you have to either pick out more than you would normally have, especially if you're doing like a 50s sock hop or something like that, if you're a DJ. Or you have to talk a lot and just kind of fill time with pregnant pauses. Rabble Rouser, Duane Eddy. On American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Enjoy it. I'm digging this, man. Sit back in your chair. Turn it up. Quit freaking out about everything. Rittenhouse is not guilty. Oh, this is great. I like when the sax comes in on this. great song, Dwayne Eddy, Rebel Rouser. And that song has actually been used in a bunch of movies where some greasy kid is ripping somebody off and running away and barely getting away from the bad guys that he just ripped off. And he's got a greasy hair and a greasy smile, and someday he's going to be president. I shouldn't sing, I know. What should we do next here? We have a couple of different versions of Pipeline. We've got Miser Lou. We've got, I really dig these guitar songs. You know what? Probably one of my favorites of all time, Dick Dale, Miser Lou. You all know it from the movie Pulp Fiction, which is where it got popular. And the opening scene on the soundtrack. Everybody likes this song. Was cracking wise about how nobody actually cares what the Iowa citizen thinks. Well, they likely don't care what the premier of Nova Scotia thinks either. In fact, I just about guarantee it. We've got a little thing to play on that in a second here coming up. Bustin' Surfboards, the Tornadoes.
We'll be right back.
looking at the time here, I think that we can fit in another one before the commercial break. Yeah, we got about 8 minutes left. That's probably enough time for two or three with the length of these songs. Now, we brought up Under the Boardwalk, okay? That was requested by somebody. Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters. It's not really a surf song, but it is a happy day at the lake or the beach song. Probably about New Jersey. And then when Under the Boardwalk was brought up, I immediately thought of the Bruce Willis version on The Return of Bruno. We're not going to play that one. We are actually going to go ahead with Respect Yourself, the cover by Bruce Willis on his solo album, which he actually did a very good job of. But we're going to start out with Under the Boardwalk, the original by the Drifters. This is a Fun in the Sun song. Just don't look at the snow out the window. You'll be fine. Yeah, winter isn't that bad.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby.
Time that you started respecting yourself. Like right now, respect yourself. But not too much, you know? Have some humility too. Bruce Willis, respect yourself. American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
You don't give a heck about a man with a Bible in his hand.
All right, it's that time again. We have got to go to some commercials for our sponsors at Mojo 50, and it helps them to keep the lights on. And I'll tell you what, I like being a part of an actual station instead of just, you know, having an actual fixed time slot and actual sponsors and newsreel and all of that stuff. I far prefer that to, you know, if I was just sitting here ripping out a podcast that I could go 3 hours or half an hour, if I wanted to start at 1 o'clock, if I wanted to start, you know, if I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning just doing little live feeds, I prefer the structure that I was trained to, well, frankly, thrive in. And, well, I'm very thankful to be on Mojo 50, and you people out there that listen to Mojo, you're the best. Appreciate you. We'll be back right after this. More surfing sun type music. Back soon.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Tenterville, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle a cat.
CatCoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Rue here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you'll find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at RomikaDesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@RomikaDesigns.com, or visit us on the web at RomikaDesigns.com.
When you know it's about to get real and you really need a plan and you need people on board, there's only one place to be. Sunday Long Live Radio, 5 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. UK on Mojo 50 Radio.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio. American Uck Radio.
Chaos after the Rittenhouse verdict as a woman collapses on the courthouse step. Kyle, all smiles. Looking at some headlines here. Trump ire grows as DeSantis' popularity with Republicans takes off. So DeSantis and Trump are fighting, is that what you're telling me? Sure, dude. Why NASA probe set to slam into asteroid and kill itself? White power movement turning on each other with spectacular bitterness in court. What? That's an actual headline. And I bet you the meat of the story is actually very different, but you got to bait people into reading your stupid stories, right? You have to. It's their lifeblood. We got more Beach Boys that I want to get to here because, well, it just wouldn't be a Fun in the Sun surfing show if you didn't play some Beach Boys. Don't worry, baby. We've got it. See what I did there?
Something's
I keep finding these really strange article headlines. This one is from the Jerusalem Post. The Palestinian group Hamas has called on Justin Bieber to cancel his show in Israel. Hamas has also reportedly called on Bieber to boycott Israel altogether due to its crimes against the Palestinian people. It would seem to me that if you really did not like Israel, you would send Justin Bieber in there. That's just me. That you'd promote that concert. Yes. On Monday, it announced Bieber will perform at High Arkon Park next year as part of his Justice World Tour. Hamas has also reportedly called on Bieber to boycott Israel altogether. Altogether. Just don't go there. Last time that Bieber had set foot in Israel was 2017 when he performed at the same venue. Approximately 50,000 people were in attendance. See, so people in Israel are no smarter than people in Canada and the United States. First time Bieber appeared in Israel was 2011. Upon his coming visit, multiple U.S. organizations have called on the singer to cancel this performance, according to Palestinian media. That's why I like this era of music that we're doing now. The Beach Boys never made any statements on Israel and the Palestinians. Slip John B. Grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I want to go home. So what's up to John D. Sale? John B. on American Rock Radio's happy, super lucky, special, fun in the sun and surf music, beach party, Rock Friday. And we're having a very good time here today, but there's also some downers out there that would make you want to feel bad about yourself. Nova Scotia's chief medical officer has described the unvaccinated, or people that disagree with him, as I call them, as angry, selfish people who are believing misinformation and false narratives. Boy, they're just really not changing a lot in this whole thing, are they? You know what? Let's give that a listen.
For all those Nova Scotians, the vast majority of Nova Scotians who have answered the call and are getting vaccinated, a huge thank you.
Thank you.
To those who could be vaccinated but aren't, who are focusing only on themselves, believing misinformation and false narratives, and more are acting with inappropriate anger, shame on you.
Shame!
You want to share in the benefits of Nova Scotia's strong COVID response, but you're not willing to carry your share of the work.
Oh, I feel so bad. For all those Nova Scotians. Hit
it. This ain't no disco.
This ain't no disco.
It ain't no country club either.
Ain't no country club.
This is L.A.
This is L.A. in the middle of a pandemic. You know, there's a lot of really talented people out there that are good songwriters, and the problem with the internet is that you know too much about them. That seriously, when you know somebody's opinions or politics, it totally, it colors your whole view of them as a person, right? Whereas, I've said this before, back in the day when all you knew of the radio station that you were listening was what you heard. You didn't know what the DJ looked like. You didn't know what the studio even looked at. There was kind of a magic to it, like this theater of the mind, and it was fun. Now, you got to know everything about everybody, and same thing with your favorite artists. All you knew was the album cover. You knew a few little stories about them. But there was kind of a mystique around it, and that whole thing is just gone. I wish I didn't know what LeBron James thinks. That's another example. David Lee Roth was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I suggest people go and watch that because, you know, these guys, they're so cocky and out there, and then they're old, you know? And I would not have thought that Diamond Dave would have outlived Eddie. Eddie was kind of like the baby face kid of the whole band, you know? But we got to throw in California Girls. We thought about the Beach Boys version, but we have a lot of Beach Boys and still more. David Lee Roth, California Girls, off the Crazy from the Heat album on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Crank it up. Some audio of this this poor teacher whose career spanned 35 years, and she's crying after she was let go from her position at a school because she rejected a COVID-19 vaccine and refused to submit for routine testing. And this lady's very upset. She loved what she did. You know, all you people out there thinking that you're saving lives by treating people like garbage and causing them to lose their livelihood, it's not going to be forgotten, you know. It's not.
Marlene, why are you leaving the school today?
I was told that I didn't have
the vaccine, and I didn't comply to rapid testing, so my day is short.
How long have you worked at this school for?
More years.
Because you were a teacher, and now you stick around because you love the kids so much.
I do.
And what school district is this?
Blackpool, and I have enjoyed every minute of the kids. Every minute.
You can say you've worked here for 20, 30 plus years?
35 years.
35. But, yeah, so I turned my keys in, and my time's done.
We're very sorry.
Thank you.
That's awful. Coming up, Pipeline by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Not the original, but you can't beat Stevie. Pipeline, we're running out of time on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And when we were kids in school, we had this thing that we would do. And you know how you make up stupid lyrics to songs that are not true? And it was, went to the dance, looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I pulled down her pants. We thought that was very clever when I was a kid. Barbara Ann, taking us out. Don't forget to catch the Leprechauns. Rock 'em Sock 'em Saturday tomorrow. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo.